Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I'm sure you have heard predictions by experts that turned out to be false. Physicist Albert Einstein once said, quote, "There is not the slightest indication that nuclear energy will ever be obtainable. It would mean that the atom would have to be shattered at will," unquote. 115 years ago, the president of Michigan Savings Bank, in advising Henry Ford's attorney to not invest in Ford Motors, said, quote, "The horse is here to stay, but the automobile is only a novelty, a fad," unquote. Which brings me to predictions by three so-called economic experts. For instance, a month before the 2016 elections, Steve Rattner, who was a so-called car czar under President Obama, wrote in the Washington Post that, quote, "A President Trump could destroy the world economy," unquote. Once Trump had been elected, Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman warned that the world was, quote, "very probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight," unquote. Then Lawrence Summers, former Treasury Secretary under President Clinton and director of the National Economic Council under President Obama, predicted that the election of Trump as president would lead to a protracted recession within 18 months. Rattner, Krugman, and Summers supposedly know what they are talking about. Well, it has now been more than 18 months since President Trump assumed the presidency. The opposite of a protracted recession has occurred. Just look at the Bureau of Economic Analysis Advanced Estimate Report released a few minutes ago on the second quarter gross domestic product. Actually, in my judgment, Rattner and Krugman will eventually be proved correct, but not for reasons that they attribute to the presidency of Donald Trump. The world will someday experience a catastrophic economic collapse because of the massive amount of pre-existing global government debts that can never be repaid. Venezuela's economy has collapsed. Nicaragua's is falling quickly. But perhaps the scariest debts are those owned by governments right here in America. That is already bad news for the U.S. dollar and a strong reason to own some physical gold and silver. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.